Well, a lot's been made about replacement theory, but not so much lately. And this is when really the coverage of this should have intensified tremendously, should be compounded in its effect, but it's not going anywhere. In fact, you never hear about it. But what we're seeing is a radical shift in the Democratic Party, and it's related to replacement theory. And I'm going to get into that with you after the break. But I also want to just point out a couple of things. The shift in the Democratic Party is not yet happening with the elite in mass, but it is including some of them. And we're going to talk about who the some of them are. And then we're going to look at prominent Democrats that aren't household names, but they're saying, up your nose with the rubber hose, we are out of here. And one of these people went on Jesse Waters. I was sent the clip, and we're going to play a brief snippet of the clip. And then we're going to talk about how replacement theory has gone into phase two. So all that's coming up right here in this segment on the Common Sense Show. You are looking at a chart of collagen loss, and this is really the underlying principle of our sponsor, BioTrust. Welcome back as an advertiser. We've missed you. We're glad you're back. And they have a great product I absolutely love. And you can turn back the hands of time. But first, let's look at the problem. Over here, you see a chart that shows reduction in collagen by age. And here you're at 100% at 20 years of age. And roughly, you lose about 12 to 13% of your collagen each year, each decade, I should say, until you end up here where you're at about 8% of your original collagen levels when you are 80 years old and you just look old and decrepit. And it shows up with these symptoms right here: skin wrinkles, hair is thinner, nails lose strength, joints become stiff, recovery from exercise slows down, digestion-related complaints. And basically, the body just seems to turn on us. So this is an age-old problem with collagen loss. But this product restores your collagen because it takes the five types of collagen, blends it into one, and then it crosses the blood-brain barrier. If you don't take the five and blend it, it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, and you're throwing your money away. And you're saying, well, does it work? Yeah, it works really well. We still have people, even though we haven't advertised for a while, we have people taking this product still, and they go, Dave, I look younger. And all these benefits they talk about, they're true. Now, they give you a money back guarantee. And right now, they're taking 51% off. Now, this is an easy product to use here. You open it and you can pour the prescribed amount into like a cup of coffee or a glass of water or a glass of juice. And it's odorless, tasteless. You stir it up, you drink it, and that's how you get the benefit. It's absolutely a fantastic product. People love it. And all you got to do is go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Great opportunity, and you're risking nothing. The only thing you can lose is your old age. Well, we're going to play a clip for you from Jesse Waters that was sent to me from a prominent Democratic donor. And she's somewhat of means. That'll come through very quickly. I think she's very well spoken. She's very humble. But you're going to see why people are leaving the Democratic Party in droves. And before you jump up and down and start shouting, hooray, hooray, and I suppose it is something to celebrate, you are going to see there is a phase two. And we'll cover that before we're done here today. Here's the Jesse Waters interview.
This is a Silicon Valley tycoon and former Obama-Biden donor who's so disgusted with the Democratic Party that she's auctioning off the million-dollar Hope and Change poster she bought. Allison Wynn joins me now. Allison, was there something specific that happened, like an event, that made you want to file for divorce from the Democrat Party and auction off an iconic and very expensive collectible like the Hope and Change poster?
Good evening, Jesse. And I think, like any divorce, there's not just one thing. There's a series of things that led up to it, right? The Dems were policing the wrong things. The things that we need to police are violent criminals that are scattered throughout the streets of San Francisco, people defecating, shooting up heroin in front of me and my kids. and allowing criminals to go in and steal from our grocery stores, shutting down grocery stores. I love to cook, and when I wake up in the morning, there's no grocery stores to go to.
I don't think it's necessary to play the whole tape. You heard the four key things there, and this is what average people want. And she's certainly affluent. She's dealing in 1 million auctions, you know, for a painting of Obama, the Hope poster. Yeah, she's got some money. But the reality is this, is she's thoroughly disgusted by her party. They've abandoned the people. And the Democrats are leaving by the droves. Now, don't celebrate yet. I mean, we see RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, two prominent Democrats who have left the party because they're scared. And I'm not meaning that as an insult. Actually, I'm meaning it as a sign of virtue. They're afraid of the evil that Kamala Harris represents with the puppeteers that are behind her and what they're going to do to America. And all the clues are there, and I point them out every day. And sometimes I feel like with a lot of people, it goes in one ear, out the other. It gets dismissed as hyperbole, and it's not hyperbole. When you have a coup d'etat that's Bolshevik communist like we're having right now, and we're nearing the end stages, the next is consolidation accompanied by a purge. And that's why communism equals body bags. And I'm going to say it every day because this is where we're headed. And this is why RFK Jr. and why Tulsi Gabbard left. Now, this woman's leaving for different reasons. She goes, basically, there's safety reasons that the people aren't prioritized. They'd rather have their no crime policies and do the Maoist Cultural Revolution to have a social upheaval in America so they can usher in under the radar this Bolshevik communism. And this is what she's seeing from her level. There's different reasons why Democrats are leaving. Democrats are leaving in droves. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. The Democrats may not in large block vote for Donald Trump, but a lot of them aren't going to vote for the reasons you just heard expressed right here. And let's go to the Teamsters. This is interesting. This is where Democrats are becoming activists for the Republicans. You know that bogus movement that says Republicans against Trump? This should be Democrats against Kamala. Yesterday, the Teamsters announced they're not supporting anybody. Their leadership is corrupt, or they would do what the membership wants. And you have to ask, what are they getting for just basically bowing out and staying neutral? 59.6% of the people in the Teamsters, a Democratic organization, voted Democratic in every election except the second Reagan, because they were voting against liberal policies of the Democrats that wanted free trade agreements, which ended up coming true. But these people, almost 6 out of 10 Democrats with the Teamsters, are voting for Trump. This is huge. We're seeing a huge migration. Now, put away your party favors, okay? Don't launch the balloons, okay? Don't sound the trumpets, because there's a flip side to this. There's a yin and a yang, and when you turn this coin over, you get an entirely different picture. I want you to hear me and hear me clearly on this. Democratic voters are being replaced. This is the second phase of replacement theory. The first was, okay, the jobs report might be increasing, but most of the jobs are going to illegal aliens. Most of the government subsidies now are going to illegal aliens. They're bankrupting Social Security and Medicare to do this. This is replacement theory. It's basically, we're going to effectively make you into an impoverished class if you're an American, and we're going to promote illegals. And why are they doing it? To prepare for phase two. Phase two of replacement theory is illegals replace Democrats, because Democrats are waking up and they're starting to see that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and the Republican Party has now become the Republican Party for the working class. This is a dramatic shift. Trump has changed the Republican Party. And the Democrats are going to start fueling this. I'm afraid it's not going to be in enough numbers in time to really solidify the election results by a Democratic defection. You know, but I'm hopeful we can speed that up if we play this. These illegals are coming in. They don't know the issues. Remember when they first came in the first month of Biden's presidency, they're wearing Biden shirts and they go, oh, no, we can't do that. People think we're behind illegal immigration. So they stopped that practice, but it really was symbolic of how these illegals are going to identify the Biden administration. You got me out of prison. You got me out of a mental institution. Okay, you got me out of criminal charges. Now, I'm really beholden to you. Where do you want me to vote? Who am I voting for? Okay, that's a done deal. This is phase two of what I am talking about. Before we conclude, I want to show you someone from California. Now, nowhere in California is liberalism more of a mental illness on display than anywhere in the country. And yet we're going to see a prominent Democrat, Gloria Romero, that says, I just can't do this anymore. This party is out of control. It's nuts. And we're going to show you a clip that was sent to me with regard to, I'm not a fan, but a clip of Laura Ingraham interviewing her. And we're going to get into that. Whoops. So we're going to play this clip for you right here of Gloria Romero.
Covered by the regime media, a different kind of Kamala bounce. Her extreme views on hot button issues are bouncing members of her own party to the other side. Now, for the second time this week, a Democrat is ditching the Democrat Party and coming on the angle to explain why.
In this Capitol behind me, I served as both Senate Democratic Caucus Chair and the Senate Majority Leader. But today I say goodbye. Adios. I've had enough. I changed my voting registration today as the sun was rising to Republican, which has, under Donald Trump, become the champion of working people.
Joining me now is the woman you just saw, Gloria Romero, former California State Senate Democrat leader. Gloria, wow. What's your warning to the Democrat Party tonight?
Thank you, Laura. There are so many more like me who have been disaffected Democrats, and we do not recognize this so-called party of democracy any longer. 14 million votes were simply thrown out in a primary that was already rigged from the beginning because the elites and the big party donors did not like the outcome. So we've just said enough. We're out of here.
Gloria, did you have dealings with Kamala Harris when you were the California Senate leader?
I did see her in my public safety committee, which I chaired at one point. At that point, she had come in to pass a bill that looked to jail mothers of students who were truant and were not going to schools. But let me tell you, I have tried championing school choice, education freedom in California. Her record as attorney general showed that she did nothing to change the schools, to provide for school choice. In her hometown of Oakland, California, today, 75% of both African American and Latino children are not reading or doing math at basic levels of proficiency. And yet she went to court with the teachers union, very powerful, big donors, to block education reforms that these families had had the courage to go to court and sue over. That is the record of the Attorney General of California. So the absence of school choice, education freedom, open borders, crime rampant, a mockery of citizenship itself. There are.
Is this lady a Democrat or a Republican? Traditional Republican, not the new wave of rhinos. This is incredible, is it not? Are you not just in shock by this? But what I think she doesn't realize yet, and I'm hopeful by putting this out, it'll start a discussion that will send out tremors saying, you're being replaced by illegals. It's not just the open border threat, the national security concerns of terrorists. Absolutely. The military threat posed by the CHICOMs crossing our border. Those are huge. The fentanyl poisoning, it's killed 300,000 Americans. That's huge. Absolutely. But there's another issue here, too. The replacement of one of the two major parties by illegal aliens of disaffected Democrats. Now, they're seeing it, like I said, at the leadership level. She was a delegate for Obama. She was at his inauguration. Do I have to say any more? I mean, this is a leader of the pack, the Senate majority leader. Are you kidding me? and she's leaving the Democratic Party in Sacramento. This is unbelievable, people. But these people are scared because they're close to the, they know what's going on because they're close to the truth. They deal with the issues every single day. And this is why Romero, Tulsi Gabbard, and RFK Jr., they're leaving. And this is filtering down. And that's one of the reasons why the illegals are here. It's not just to steal elections or cause cultural disruption. It's also because they want to replace the Democrats because they see the shift coming, as I pointed out with the Teamsters polling that took place yesterday. Wow, this is an amazing set of developments here in our country. And unfortunately, I just wish I could reach everybody from a common sense point of view, because let me tell you how most Democrats are reacting. I got a dear, dear friend named Joe. We have a basketball background together. We've been the best of friends for years and years and years. We actually worked together briefly where he helped me with my basketball program. And Joe is a wonderful family man. He's a great man. Happens to be African-American, by the way, involved in civil rights movement back where he was from back east. But he's above board, has integrity beyond question. And we are great friends, and we can have political differences, and we still walk out the best of friends. We often agree on the human issues, though, because we both care about people. But Joe, like, he puts his head down when some of these things come up. And there's no defending the open borders. There is no defending the fentanyl poisoning, the terrorists we're letting into the country. That's undeniable. And Joe is like a lot of Democrats, putting their heads down, hoping this is a bad storm that'll just pass. And as well-intentioned as these people are, good people who aren't going to be swayed by crappy politics in their party, good people who are Democrats. Some of you wonder, how can you be friends with a Democrat, Dave? There are those who are great people. We just differ a little bit about, you know, how much welfare and how much this, but we don't disagree on law and order. We don't disagree on security. We don't disagree on treating people right, putting America's first. I mean, we don't agree on that. I disagree on that. The bottom line is, though, is they think it's just going to pass over. Hello, I'm the descendant on my father's side of Germans that escaped the repressive regime. We all know who I'm talking about. And you know what they told me? We thought Hitler was a bore and it would pass over. We got out the last day we could get out. That was a lot of my relatives. Now, my direct line with my grandmother, they got out a little earlier. But the bottom line is a lot of my relatives got out at the last minute because they could see it wasn't going to change. This is what's going on in the Democratic Party. They are full-blown Bolshevik communists, and body bags go with this. And I'm warning you right now that the Democrats are in pause mode, a lot of them, because they can't believe what they're seeing, but they think it'll pass. We need to nudge them to leave and put Donald Trump in office. Donald Trump doesn't defeat this globalist deep state movement, but Donald Trump gives us a foothold to try to wage the fight to save our country and for a lot of us to save our lives. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.